This is a reflection on John 6, verses 30 to 35. It is titled, How About Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner? When the crowd asked Jesus, What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? I truly think they were asking this without ever really expecting an answer. But what the Lord gave them was better than an answer. What he gave them was his life. And then he gave them a sign. Actually, he gave them a mirror. Look at yourselves. What do you see? We see ourselves, of course. If we are truly honest, we see that each of us seeks something. Even when we believe our lives seem full, there is always that small space, that empty spot, that place that asks, is there something else? Our scripture today reminds us that Jesus invites us to re-examine the reasons for our faith. The reasons that drive us along our spiritual path. We're often disappointed when we realize that we may have had hidden or ambiguous motives. Maybe we only want bread or consolation or a bit of hope. But bread is nothing more than food necessary to confront the journey. The goal, the destination, is far beyond. Because Jesus wants to guide us into a deeper relationship with him. He wants to help us believe in him and to recognize that there is no one else that can satisfy our longings. Everything else is temporary and partial. In order to be fed by the bread of life, we have to soak ourselves in the life of Jesus, to assimilate his way into our own lives. And one of the most helpful paths to discovering the power of Jesus in our daily lives is to adopt a habit of prayer. Oh, I'm not talking about saying prayers, although saying prayers is very valuable, but the prayer I'm suggesting is much simpler. I am talking about connecting regular events in our lives to Christ. For example, when you open your eyes in the morning, why not commit yourself to make that moment a prayer? It can be as simple, thank you, Lord, for this day. And perhaps even help me with my interview or help me with my test today. In that moment of prayer, Christ will feed you. When you say goodnight to your children or to your spouse, why not make that a moment of prayer? You can choose to bless God for the people who make your life worth living. And in that blessing, Christ will nourish you. We all need to be fed by Christ every day. How often do we need to be fed? More than once. If Christ is our food, 3 times a day is reasonable. So find a way to be fed by Christ daily. Make him your companion at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and perhaps even as your snack before you go to sleep. I offer up this prayer for this reflection. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. You alone can satisfy the hunger in my heart. May I always find in you the true bread from heaven, the source of life and nourishment I need to sustain me on my journey to the promised land of heaven. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.